This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Afreilich and Chanukah. This morning we want to discuss the 30th chapter of Tehillim, which is designated as the Shir Shel Yoim of Chanukah, and that is Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. Now, not only is there a minog to say this on Chanukah, but actually the Vilna Gaon legislates in the Sefer Maaseh Rav, which is number 2 on your sheets. The Gra tells us the Shir Shel Yoim L'Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah is Kapitol Lamed Mizmar Shir Chanukas, Mizmar Shir of Chanukah. But the question is, what does this have to do with Chanukah? There is no mention of the Yom Tov of Chanukah in this chapter. Even according to the Ran, that Chanukah is the inauguration of the Mizbeach, there's no mention of the inauguration of the Mizbeach in this chapter. So firstly, why do we say it on Chanukah? Secondly, why is the Koiseres, why is the heading Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid? Well, the rest of the chapter only talks about David HaMelech being saved from his enemies and being cured and healed from his illness. So what is the connection between the beginning of the chapter, Mizmar Shir Chanukas LeDavid, and the rest of the chapter, that David HaMelech thanks Hashem for saving him from his enemies, for healing him from his illness? So interestingly, the Be'er Avram, the son of the Vilna Gaon, wrote a commentary on Tehillim, and he writes in number 3, Asa HaMizmar Hazeh L'Asher Oisai, David made this song to sing B'Chanukas HaBayis V'Asida Liyos B'Mei HaChashmonam, during the inauguration of the house which was destined to be made in the times of the Chashmonam, V'Gam B'Hilakach HaBayis Al Guf HaAdam Al Derech Oyevai Ish Anshei Beisai. Very interesting. The Be'er Avram says that this David composed not even for the inauguration of the first Beis HaMikdash, but for the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash in the times of the Chashmonaim. And when a person's body is taken captive, meaning when a person is ill, and he rededicates himself after his refuah, he should say this Mizmar Dar Chayda, and both of these Kavanos are true. But again, Al Dar Chapshat, here the chapter begins Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, and it has no mention, there's no reference to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. And even more difficult is the fact that David did not build the Beis HaMikdash. David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem told David, you can't build it. Why? Because your hands are full of blood. So since David took no part in the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, why are we crediting him with this chapter? He wrote it, but for what? This was not something that he did. This was not his avoida, and this is not something that he seemed to have been connected to. And the whole perek also is unconnected to the idea of inaugurating a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so I want to share with you a Torah from the Sefer She'eres Yosef. She'eres Yosef was written by Rav Shlomo Halevi Warman, who lived here in the neighborhood. He was Rosh Shiva in Long Island. He was a Talmud Muvak of Rav Lazer Silver. And I heard him say this personally. I had a very big kesha with Rabbi Warman. And it's recorded here in his Sefer in Chelek Dalet, Simen Nun Aleph. Okay, so he brings in the first paragraph, the Achroinim are Meir. The Achroinim point out that this whole parak is talking about the gratitude of David for being redeemed. So what's the connection between the Chanukas Habayis and this Mizmar? Fine. So he says as follows. If you look in Rashi, in Masechta Zvachim, Adaf Chof Dalet, Rashi says like this, that even though David built the Beis HaMikdash, there is one thing that, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, there is one thing that David was responsible for, and that is David sanctified one area of the Mikdash, and that is the Ritzvah. What's the Ritzvah? The Ritzvah is the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. How did David sanctify it? With two toidais, with two carbon toidais, and something called Shir Shel Pegaim. Fine. So David was Mekadesh the Ritzvah. Tosfos over there in Zvachim and Daf Chav Dalet brings from the Yushalmi and Shavuos that the Kiddush of the Ritzvah had the same din as Kiddush of the Azara, which means that in order to sanctify it, you need three people. Who do you need? You need a Melech, you need a Navi, and you need the Urim v'Tumim. So you need three ingredients, a Melech, a Navi, and the Urim v'Tumim. So the Urim v'Tumim, a fourth element, the Sanhedrin of 71. See, the Melech, a Navi, Urim v'Tumim, Sanhedrin of 71. That's based on the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yedaled. So who was the Navi in the times of David HaMelech? God HaNavi. Who was the Melech? David. Okay, what if David was not a Melech? Then he would not have been able to Mekadesh the Ritzvah. He was only able to Mekadesh the Ritzvah because he had the din of a Melech. In fact, there's a Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tezvav that says the Azara was only Miskadesh with the Shiarim of the Karban Mincha. So here's the question. Frek Toisvis, how could they have brought the Mincha? Again, the Azara is only Miskadesh b'Shiarei Mincha. So Toisvis asks, but if the Azara is only Miskadesh b'Shiarei Mincha, and you can't have a Mizbeach without an Azara, and then the Mizbeach has a status of a Bama, if it's not a Mizbeach. And a mincha cannot be brought on a bama. So how are they miskadesh the azara to begin with? Right? In other words, it's a chayzer chalila. Meaning, in order to sanctify the azara, you need a karban mincha. In order to bring a karban mincha, you need an azara. So how did they sanctify the azara to begin with? L'chayra, until they sanctified it, it was a bama. If it was a bama, then they couldn't have sanctified it to begin with. So says Rabbi Warman, he heard from his Rebbe, Reb Lazer Silver, that by David sanctifying the Ritzpah, it was able to remove the status of Bama on the Mizbeach. So now at the very least, they were able to bring the Karban Mincha on the Mizbeach and then sanctify the Azara. Okay, fine. So now here's the big question. The big question is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin. There's a Pasuk in Malachim Aleph. Does anybody know? How long was David HaMelech the king? How long was David the king? 40 years. He was a king 40 years. In Chevron, it says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, he ruled 7 years. And in Yerushalayim, he ruled 33 years. Rek the Gemara, but it's not true, because if you look in Shmuel Beis, Perek He, it says that he ruled Yehuda in Chevron, 7 years. And he ruled in Yerushalayim 33 years. But then the Gemara says he ruled Chevron 6.5 years, and Chevron and Yerushalayim 33 years. So the Gemara asks like this. In Malachim Aleph it says he ruled in Chevron 6 years, and Yerushalayim 33 years. And in Shmuel Beis it says he ruled in Chevron 7.5 years, and Yerushalayim 33 years. So you got to make up your mind. Is it 6.5 years in Chevron? 7.5 years in Chevron, or is it 7 years in Chevron? That's the stira between Malachim Aleph and Shmuel. How do we reconcile that? What's with these missing 6 months? Again, in Malachim it says 7 years in Chevron, and in Shmuel it says 7.5 years in Chevron. Answers the Gemara, there are 6 months that are unclear. Why are they unclear? Because during those 6 months, David was a Mitzayra. And Rashi explains, since he was a Mitzayra, his Malchus was not Shalem, because he had Saras. And the Gemara explains, the Achronim explain, that based on the Gemara in Horios, it says, Asher Nasi Yechta, that excludes a Nasi that has Saras. The Gemara says there, that on the Pasuk, Vayinaga Hashem es HaMelech, Vayihi Mitzayra Ad Yoy Moisai, Vayasha Bebeis HaChavshis, that he became, Rashi explains, he became chavshi from the Malchus, and then a king that is a Mitzayra becomes like a hedyoit, and does not bring a sa'ir for his kapara, but rather brings a carbon of a hedyoit. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is that David HaMelech ruled 33 years in Yerushalayim. He ruled 7 years in Chevron, 6 months in Chevron he was a Mitzayra, and during those 6 months, he did not have the status of a melech. Why? Because since he had saras, he would not bring the karban chatos of a melech. Instead, he would bring the karban chatos of a hedyot.
Did they have Fine. A substitute melech during those 6 months?
No. So, So that's the Gemara, that he ruled 40 years and 6 months, but 6 of the months he was a Metzaira. However, if you look carefully, you'll notice that there was, during those 6 months, there was another reason why David HaMelech was not a Melech. Why is that? Because if you look in the Yerushalmi, in Rosh Hashanah, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and it's also in Harioyos, Perak Gimel, Halacha Gimel, that those 6 months are not counted, because not only was David a Metzaira, he was also running away from Avshalom during those 6 months. And the Gemara says over there that during that Zman, David HaMelech was Meskaper with a Seira, like a Yachid, and not like a Sawyer, like a Melech. In other words, when a Yachid does an Avera, he brings a Seira, a She-Goat. When a Melech does an Avera, he brings a Sa'ir. So it says the Yushami, during those 6 months, David HaMelech was Meskaper B'Seira, because he was running away from Avshalom. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Yushami asks, during those 6 months, are the same months that David was a Metzaira. And then he was Meskaper like a Hedyot, not just because he was running away from Avshalom, but because what the Bavli says, because he was a Metzaira. But, be it as it may,
If he was running away, why didn't he bring these kabbalas?
No, it just means if he would have done an avera, he would have been neskaper like a hedyot. But be it as it may, the Parshas Drachim says that for two reasons he would have had a din of a hedyot. Number one, he was a metzaira, and number two, he was running away. Okay, so you got it? So David HaMelech was king for 40 years and 6 months. During 6 of the months, he did not have the status of a melech for two reasons. Number one, tsaras, illness. Number two, Avshalom, enemies. Okay. Tsaras is not a reward. Yeah. So he brings over here that what's the reason why David HaMelech did not have the status of a Melech when he was a Metzaira and when he was running away? Because the din of a Nasi is only when you're Machzik B'Malchusai. By the way, it says in the Medrash on Rus, on the Pasuk V'Ateshev Mitzad HaKoitzrim, that it says, Nitznitza Mimenu HaMelucha. The Melucha flew away from him. That's because that's a remez to the Merida of Avshalom. Okay, be it as it may, David HaMelech lost the status of Melech for one of two reasons. Either because of his tsaras, or because of running away from Avshalom. And only when Avshalom was killed, and he was cured from his tsaras, was he restored to his Melucha. Now let's just imagine the following scenario. What would have happened had David HaMelech still been running away from Avshalom and still had tsaras? He would not be a melech. If he would not be a melech, what would never have happened?
He couldn't be Mekadesh the Ritzvah.
And if he couldn't have been Mekadesh the Ritzvah, then what couldn't have happened? Then the Azara could not have been Miskadesh. Because Azara was only Miskadesh, because the Mizbeach was not a Bama. Because, like Reb Lezer Silver was Mechadesh, that when David was Mechadesh the Ritzbah, it removed from the Mizbeach the status of a Bama. So had David not retained his Melucha, there never would have been a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we understand this chapter beautifully. This chapter is hitting the nail on the head of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? What was David's share in the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash being Mechadesh the Ritzbah? He was Mekadesh the Ritzbah. It was only because of two things. Number one, he was cured. And number two, he was saved from his enemies. So David says like this, Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis, LeDavid. First, I want to thank Hashem, Arei Mimcha Hashem. Rivan Sham, I'm thanking you. You know why? Because let me explain to you what my share in the Chanukah is. My share in the Chanukah is, Arimim Hashem ki, dilisani veloisi machta oivaili. You did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. If I still would have been dealing with my enemies, if I still would have been dealing with Avshalom, who took me down from Elucha, I never would have been able to Mekadesh the Ritzbah. David continues, Hashem Elokai, Shivati Elecha, I cried out to you, Vatirpoini, you cured me. You cured me from what? Tsaras. Had you not cured me from Tsaras, I wouldn't have had the status of a melech. Wouldn't have had the status of the melech. I would not have been able to kaddish the ritzvah. Because since Ribbono Shel Olam was mekabel the tefillah of David, which tefillah? Techateini ve'ezoi ve'atar. And he was nisrapa from his tsaras. Through that, it was chal on him the din of a melech, and he was able to be mekadesh the ritzvah. Ulai, maybe, says Rabbi Warman, Zechasag Lebracha, this is the kavana of David at the end of the parak. Hafachta mispadi lemachali, pitachta saki v'atazveni simcha. First, David HaMelech is thanking Hashem that he transformed his mispade, his eulogy, his mourning. What mourning? What mourning? The mourning for his son. Because Avshalom was running after him. But at the end of the day, Avshalom was killed. And the mourning for Avshalom was transformed into machov, dancing in the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. That only then was David able to be mechanech the Beis HaMikdash. Then he was able to be chayzer to his malchus. And then when he was cured from his tsaras, now a metzorah has a din of an avel. As we know, a metzorah is badad yeshe michutz amachna. A metzorah can't wear shoes. There's no she'ilah shalom to a metzorah. So then David HaMelech continues. David HaMelech says, Pitachta saki, you removed my sack cloth, that which I had to wear when I was a metzorah. We know that a metzorah, mochlad, is mechusa roish, and he wears sackcloth like an avel. So Ribbono Shel Olam, you removed my sackcloth, v'tazreini simcha, and you girded me with joy, because you restored me to my melucha, and because of these two benefits, David HaMelech recognized the kindness of Ribbono Shel Olam, and he composed the 30th chapter of Tehillim, which is Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis Le David. Why? Because now that he was restored as a melech from Tsaras and from Avshalom, he was able to be mekadesh the Ritzvah, they were able to be mekadesh the Azara, and they were able to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. Habayisai, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.